How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this time, and we're taking a look at our study at Luke chapter 9. Verse number 18, Luke chapter 9, verse number 18, the Lord has done the miracle of feeding the 5,000, and there's actually more there than 5,000, no doubt. If you take a look at or consider about women and children, there could have been upwards of 15,000 to 20,000. He feeds them with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He had commanded the disciples, the apostles, to do so, and they just couldn't take the power of God that he'd given them over the demons and over sickness and to preach and to go with no provision. They just couldn't extrapolate that over to feeding this multitude of people. The Lord had told them, give ye them to eat. The Lord makes a statement in doing so, such a great number. No doubt the trash and the leftovers from such a great number would be a heaping mound itself. But you know what? There was exactly what was needed to make the statement that the Lord needed to make. A basket apiece for the 12 apostles. 12 baskets were left. Really a very small amount for the number of people that were fed. Yet each one probably had in that basket more than they had started out with. The Lord's able to provide. And by the Lord's power, we can do anything that he commands us to do. Lord, help us to rest in him about that. It says in verse number 18, and it came to pass as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, whom say the people that I am? What's the rumor going around, fellas? Who are the people saying that I am? Well, we see declared here the same thing that Herod was considering and the rumor going around in that day. And they answering said, John the Baptist. Some say that you're John the Baptist. But some say that you're Elijah come back. Others say that one of the old prophets is risen again. Some say that one of the old prophets is raised from the dead and is in our midst again. He said unto them, verse number 20, but whom say ye that I am? What do you say? What do you say about me? Who do you say that I am? I tell you what, I love Peter's answer. Peter is a fellow that's bold and brash and very quick to answer. He's got an opinion just like all of us, but he's very willing to give his opinion quickly. And Peter answering said, the Christ of God. You know, we read over those words so quickly and sad to say in our ignorance, we don't know what Peter is saying there. We don't give strong consideration to it. Peter answering said, the Christ of God, the indicates there's only one, the one, not a number of Christs. There are many Christs or saviors that are preached, but there's only one. The Lord Jesus, it says in the scriptures, the Savior of the world. And indeed, he is. He is the only Savior that has ever come and is in and has been able to do anything for the people of this world. He is the one. The Christ, that name, that title, Christ, is speaking about Savior, Messiah, Redeemer, the one that would be the atonement. He is the Christ indeed. And he says here, of God. He's the Christ, the Savior, the Redeemer, the Atoner, the Justifier, sent by God Almighty. Not a Savior that came from men, although Jesus is from the seed of the woman and certainly identifies with mankind through his mother. But he is the only begotten Son of God. Peter declares the Christ of God. He straitly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing. He said, don't tell it. You know, you and I are, we who are saved and we were in the Lord's churches, we are commanded to tell it. But you know what? He told them in that day, don't tell it. Don't tell it. He straitly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing. It is the gospel of the kingdom is being preached. But he said, don't tell them that you're the Christ of God. The Son of Man must suffer many things, verse 22, and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain and be raised the third day. He begins to tell them about the fulfilling of his gospel. That is what they're to tell and to preach. And he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be a castaway? Be cast away. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which will not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. And so the Lord gives a very sobering directive to his disciples. He said, if any man will follow and come after me, follow me in any wit of life, every wit of life, he's going to have to deny himself. And that's true, because what's in us naturally and what's in us in this old world system is contrary to the Lord. We must deny ourselves indeed. It says he must take up his cross daily and follow me. We all have a calling of our Lord. We all have burdens to bear. We all have things that we are to do and pursue. We all have growth that we need to grow in and grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. We have that pruning and that chastening, that rebuke from our Lord, because we're children, we're sons. We've got a cross daily to bear, following after Christ, not our own way, not our own thinking, not our own pursuit, but following our Lord Jesus Christ in what he would have us to do. For whosoever will save his life, verse 24, shall lose it. You want to take your life and just use it for yourself and save it up, put it in a bottle. Be very careful with your life. And I'm not talking about being silly or tempting the Lord in any way. We shouldn't do that. But to save up life and to guard life so that it causes us to not do and pursue the things the Lord has given us to do and pursue, to live for him. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, it says in another place, for my sake in the Gospels, the same shall save it. So if you take your life and you use it up for me in obedience of me and denying yourself and following after my righteousness, my kingdom, you do so for the sake of the gospel. You use up your life for the sake of the gospel. He said, indeed, you will save it. He said, what's a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself? It says in another place, what's a man advantage? What does a man gain if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? The value of the soul. To lose himself or be cast away. That word cast is an interesting word. It talks about that word cast in Revelation chapter 20, where the the great white throne judgment of the Lord Jesus Christ is at hand, and all those that are dead, those that are spiritually dead, are raised from the dead at the command of the Lord and brought forth to judgment. They're judged out of those things written in the books at hand, the Bible and those records of the Lord, and they're shown that their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they're cast into the lake of fire. What a sad, sad thing to have all of the blessing and all of the good things of this life here on this earth and to be cast away into the lake of fire. The Lord says in verse 26, "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed." See, the emphasis has always been and yet is on the word of the Lord, what he has said. The establishment, the line of demarcation of the truth, the line of truth, the plummet line of truth of our Lord. Do you not want that? Do you reject that? Do you push that away? Oh, you, the Son of Man will be ashamed. But for those that are, love the Lord and love his good word and rest in it, trust in it, tell it, propagate it, live it, not being ashamed of it, but holding fast to it, that it is our Lord and his word that we need. When he comes in his glory, he indeed will claim us, the glory of his own and of the Father and of the holy angels. And then he tells them here in verse 27, "But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God." So the Lord is prophetic in this. He makes a statement. There's some fellows that are standing right here that aren't going to die till they see some things. There's some things that are going to be revealed unto you. Some wondrous things, some glorious things. Those things that we'll take up next time in our broadcast. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior? If you do not, you need him as Savior indeed. Live life for yourself. Live life for what you can be advantaged and what you can gain for yourself and the pleasures of this life, you will lose your soul. But you know what? You take your life and you lose it for the sake of the Lord, starting first with repentance of your sins and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation by the Lord, by repentance and faith in him, his salvation upon you. You know what? You use your life for the Lord, you'll gain it. Everlasting and eternal life, the Lord says. Submit to him in baptism by one of his true New Testament Baptist churches and serve the Lord in that church, like here at Olmsted Baptist Church. Be obedient to the Lord and hear the word of the Lord and what he says. If you're ashamed of his word, you're ashamed of his way, it's not something for you, not something that you desire, not something that you approve of and will pursue, the Lord will be ashamed of you at his coming. And there'll be no turning back. There'll be no adjustment. There'll be no change of direction at that time. The time is now to receive the word of the Lord. I see their time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.